Hello, it's Lisa and Pete, and on today's edition of The Catch-Up...
Manu from My Kitchen Rules drops by to talk about his new cookbook, More Please.
We speak to Michael, Erin and Martin. They've had some photos sent up when they probably shouldn't have.
And we'll also hear your calls on The Spider Made Me Do It.
You know Lisa and Pete are on the radio weekday arvos, and you know Perth summers can be dangerous. Be prepared for bushfire season. Visit understandinsurance.com.au. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
The Spider Made Me Do It. Ugh. Comes off the back of this bloke who drove his car into a lake in New South Wales.
I don't blame him one bit.
Yep, a huntsman crawled up his arm while he was doing his spring cleaning, taking his stuff to the tip. We've got Philippa in Yanship.
Hi, Philippa. What did the spider make you do?
I was driving my little sister and her friend to school once, and I was driving along the freeway, and then my little sister's friend goes, "Do not look up."
Oh, I hate that.
Obviously, you're automatically going, "Oh, my God." So I looked up, and this huge huntsman is crawling out my visor.
Oh, God.
I pulled over on the freeway on the side bit, and I just jumped out my car. The car was rolling, so my little sister had to grab the
still in there.
I didn't care at that point. I said, "There's a spider." So my little sister had to pull on the handbrake, and I think she was like, 14, 15, 15-year-old sister get the spider out of the car for me because I was having a fit on the side of the road.
Yeah. That would have been me.
Yep.
The one having the
fit. Was horrible.
Oh.
And it was a big one as well.
Oh, they only come in one size. Thanks, Philippa.
It's Trish in Hammersley. The spider made me do it. What happened?
Many years ago, my newborn baby was in the capsule in the back of the car, and I was driving along, and I looked in the rear vision mirror, and I could see the spider. I'm shaking while I'm telling you.
Yes, I bet.
Coming down the spider web just about to her feet.
Oh.
So I have stopped the car in the middle of the road just about, panic-stricken, screaming. People must have thought that I was dying.
Mm-hmm.
And got the map book and smashed it so hard, and then realised that the lights had changed, of course. I'm holding up all the traffic. So that's my story.
Yeah. Well, too bad. That was an emergency.
Exactly.
They can wait.
Thanks, Trish. Kathy and Bassendine, the spider made me do it. What happened, Kathy?
Many years ago, my mum, we were waiting in the car ready to go out. She's got the car started in reverse, ready. Had to quickly jump out to get something. And the spider's jumped. Oh, I had to jump out quickly. Spider's fallen from her rear view, the visor.
Yes.
Reversed back, gunned it, reversed back and almost ripped the door off the car, hitting the pillar in the carport. Didn't damage the carport, but the door was almost to the front fender.
Lucky she didn't get you because you jumped out of the car.
I'd gone out of the car already to get the thing out to go back into the house. So I witnessed it, but from the front of the car. So, so she was in a bit of trouble.
That's what they'll do to you.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? It is. It's just that
involuntary.
Knee-jerk reaction to it. Oh, just getting weird thinking about it. Right now, Manu Fildel. Good to have you on the show, Manu.
Hi, buddy. How are you
Lovely
going?
Lovely to have
good.
You. Now, no surprise, Pete and I are foodies. We enjoy a meal. And whenever we get a new cookbook, we like to flick through and sort of think, what are we going to have for dinner?
Fabulous.
The first thing I saw, beef and dark beer stew.
I thought that was a perfect recipe for the Aussie guy.
It's got ginger cake in it. It's the most interesting recipe I've ever heard of.
It's a very old Alsatian recipe, which is border of France and Germany.
Mm-hmm.
That's what beer comes into. But also, it's basically, you've got slices of gingerbread, you put mustard over the top, and you put it on top of the meat and the sauce, and then you put that in the oven. And then when it's cooked, you stir it all together and that just thickens the soup.
I've got to see what that tastes like. That's so intriguing.
It's very ballsy.
I bet.
Yeah.
Ballsy.
But I love ginger.
For the Aussie guy. Oi, oi, oi.
You should try the salmon.
Salmon Wellington?
Wellington.
I saw
salmon
that in the
Wellington.
Book. Yes.
So try that.
Yeah.
Because it's a whole fillet of trout or salmon. You know, you lay the licks and then the mushroom, put your salmon wrapped in phyllo or brick pastry as you want, bang it in the oven with lots of butter over the top.
Mm. Oh. Voilà. Now, this book is called My Family Recipes. Yep. So it is you and the lovely Clarissa. Where does her style of cooking come from? And has it challenged you and, you know, introduced you to new things as you her, I
definitely.
Imagine?
I think
when exciting. What romance in the kitchen.
Well, the funny thing is when Clarissa and I met was in a nightclub in Sydney. Mm-hmm. And she was from here originally, Perth. And she was there with a couple of friends. And they were in the lift when I was in the lift, and basically the girls were lost, and
right.
one was pushing closer again. Oh, he's the guy from, and she said who? Anyway, I said, well, if you're lost, follow me. I'll show you where the best place to dance is. You know.
Yes.
Anyway, so Clarissa comes to me and she said, I went to her. So she said, apparently you can cook better than me, and she said, hell yeah.
Challenge.
Exactly. And so basically we dated, you know, loosely at the beginning, and she cooked for me, and bloody hell, she's bloody good.
Do you remember what it was?
She did the lamb curry for me.
Yeah?
The first thing she ever cooked.
Oh, wow.
And basically, so to come back to Clarissa, she's Malaysian, her mom's Chinese Malay, a Dutch Sri Lankan.
All right.
And so there's a whole mixture of delicious recipes in there that she cooks for me on a weekly basis.
Oh, lovely.
And last year I said to her, listen, it's time for me to write another book. And I said, maybe we should write a book together. What do you think? And she said, what do you mean? I said, all those recipes that you do, there's no book from it. Mm. You know, it's mom on the phone. Do you remember that chicken? What did you put in it again? And we go shopping and we grab. And so that time I said, why don't we actually do that and then write them down and publish it?
Yeah. It's amazing that you say like how they do it like that. Because, I mean, I think about my mum, Italian mum, and she makes cunciofoli, which is the artichokes, stuffed artichokes in the red sauce. And I look in her cupboards and refrigerator and stuff, and it doesn't look like she's got any ingredients in there. And somehow she just pulls it together.
Yeah.
My Kitchen Rules.
Yeah.
New season next year.
Mm-hmm.
How are things going? Have you guys started filming? Can we talk about it?
We are pretty much got another 6 weeks to go and we're done.
Mm.
So it takes, we start in August and finish in 20th of December.
Oh, right. And some great characters, you say, coming up this next season. Well, we love that.
Yes. It's always fun. I mean, people always say, oh, is the show just about food? Of course it's not. We need great characters.
Yeah, because it can't just be about food.
And I always compare it with a recipe. You need all different type of spices to make it work, you
know? Yes, of course.
That's what a good dinner party is, though. Good food and interesting characters.
Imagine,
so it's exactly the same
imagine if you were in a room full of nice people. It would be boring.
We avidly wait for My Kitchen Rules next year as well.
Thank you, guys. Thanks so much.
That's not meant to be there. We've got Michael in Wellard. G'day, mate.
Did you have an example?
Yeah, I work in a little phone repair shop.
Yeah.
And it would have been a couple of weeks ago, I had a lady bring in her husband's phone.
Yes.
And unfortunately, she lost all function on it. So you could turn the phone on, but that was it.
Oh, no.
And so we powered the phone up and turned it on, and big picture of his Mrs. Naked popped up. I tried to ignore it, just got her to fill out all the forms.
You tried.
Tried, yeah.
You've got to say something. She's standing right there.
Yeah, it was pretty difficult. But she went particularly red when I asked her for the device lock screen password so I could test the screen.
Oh. Mm.
And I found out why.
Yeah.
The next picture underneath was a lot dirtier and
was
more
worse.
Yeah, nightmare.
Oh my God. Time to buy a new phone. a new phone.
Wow. That's insane, Mike. Wow, good story, mate. Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem. Let's take it easy.
You too. Aaron in Guzzles on 1330 2053. That's not meant to be there. What's your story?
My husband and I were getting married in Thailand, and we were on our... We'd basically been taking some interesting photos, including ones in the shower.
Yeah, fair enough.
I thought I had managed to hide quite well, although he then decided to show some of the holiday pics.
Oh, this is where
mate.
It gets scary, yes.
And I missed one of myself in the shower being a little bit sexy, I think.
Yes.
And
newlywed.
Well, that's what I was aiming for.
Yeah.
But his friend was really quite good about it. He just like, oh, well, that's something I wasn't expecting. And then just kept sliding on through the photos and going back to the rest of the wedding and the honeymoon pictures.
Well done, all involved. Yeah. Yes.
Did he swipe right or left?
Well, he kept swiping. I don't even know that he
was
going
hoping
the
to
right
see
way.
Some more. Yeah.
Right red.
No.
But I'm sure they've discussed it afterwards.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. Thanks, Aaron. It's the funny thing, isn't it? You do have to say something. You've got to discuss it. It's there.
Well, they were on their honeymoon.
One more here. Martin in Warnborough on 3. That's not meant to be there.
Yeah, well, a few years back, the ex had taken a photo of, well, my member in all its glory.
Yes.
He had gone to the kids' carnival for the sports carnival and taken photos, but hadn't realised that she'd left a certain photo up on the screen and had the phone sort of pinned to her lapel facing outwards. So after a good 10-minute walk around the sports carnival, a few people had to pull her aside and sort of show her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she was a little bit red-faced and sort of hid from the carnival, most of the rest of the carnival.
Oh, geez.
Clearly she thinks you deserve a blue ribbon. Thanks, Martin.
Thanks, Martin.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Prepare yourself for more Lisa and Pete, weekday arvos from 4. And prepare for bushfire season with a free checklist at understandinsurance.com.au.